ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति न इष्टगे। टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। वासुदेवे भगवती तद्भक्तेषु च साधुषु प्राप्तो भावं वरं विश्वं येनेतं लोष्ट्रव स्मृतम्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। महाराजा अम्बरीश वॉज अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वासुदेवा एंड ऑफ द सेंटली पर्सन्स हु आर द लॉर्ड्स डिवोटीज। बिकॉज ऑफ दिस डिवोशन he thought of the entire universe as being as insignificant as a piece of stone. We'll read 18 and 20. You can repeat.
Savai mana krishna pada aravindayo
boliye
वचाम शिवैकुंठ गुणानुवर्णने करो हरे मंदिरमार्चनादिषु सुतिं चकाराच्युत सत्कथोदये मुकुंदलिंगालय दर्शने दृशो तत्प्रत्यगात्र स्पृशेंग संगमम्। ग्रामं च तत्पाद सरोज सौरभे श्रीमत्तुलस्या रसनं ददर्पिदे पादो हरे क्षेत्रपदानुसर्पणे शिरो ऋषिकेश पदाभिवंदने कामं जदास्येन तु कामगम्यया इतोत्तम श्लोक जनश्रयारति। सवे मन कृष्ण पदारविंदयोर् वजांसि वैकुंठ गुणानुवर्णने करो हरे मंदिरमार्चनादिषु सुतिं जगाराच्युत सत्कथोदये मुकुंदलिंगालय दर्शने दृशो तत्प्रत्यगात्र स्पृशेंग संगमम्। ग्राणं च तत्पाद सरोज सौरभे ஸ்ரீமத் துளசியாரசனம் ததர்ப்பிதே. பாதோஹரே க்ஷேத்ரபதானுசர்பணே சிரோ ஹிருஷிகேஷ பதாபிவந்தனே. காமம் ஜதாசேன துகாமகம்யாம் யதோத்தமஸ்வோக ஜனாஸ்ரயாரதி.
ப்ளீஸ் ரிப்பீட் ஒன் பை ஒன் ஸ்லோகா, ஒன் ஸ்லோக பர் டிவோட்டி.
கிருஷ்ண பதாரவிந்தயோர் வஜாம்சி வைகுண்ட குணானுவர்ணனே கரோஹரே மந்திரமார்ஜனாதிஷு சுதிம் ஜகாராச்சுத சக்கதோதயே. முகுந்தலிங்காலய தர்சனே த்ரிஷோ தப்ரத்யகாத்ர ஸ்புஷேங்க சங்கமம் பிராணம் ஜதத் பாத சரோஜ சௌரபே ஸ்ரீமத் துளசியாரசனம் ததர்ப்பிதே. பாதோஹரே க்ஷேத்ரபதானுசர்பணே சிரோ ஹிருஷிகேஷ பதாபிவந்தனே. காமம் ஜதாத்தேன துகாமகம்யாம் யதோத்தம ஸ்லோக ஜனாஸ்ரயாரதி. மன கிருஷ்ண பதாரவிந்தயோர் வஜாம்சி வைகுண்ட குணானுவர்ணனே கரோஹரே மந்திரமார்ஜனாதிஷு ஸ்துதிம் ஜகாராச்சுத சத்கதோதயே. முகுந்தலிங்காலய தர்சனே த்ரிஷோ தப்ரத்யகாத்ராஸ்பசேங்க சங்கமம் பிராணம் ஜதத் பாத சரோஜ சௌரபே ஸ்ரீமத் துளசியாரசனம் ததர்ப்பிதே. பாதோஹரே க்ஷேத்ரபதானுசர்பணே சிரோ ஹிருஷிகேஷ பதாபிவந்தனே. காமம் ஜதாத்தேன துகாமகம்யாம் யதோத்தம ஸ்லோக ஜனாஸ்ரயாரதி.
இனி மாதாஜி சொன்ன சகா ஹி மகாராஜா அம்பரீஷா வை இண்டீட் மனகா ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் கிருஷ்ண பதாரவிந்தயோ ஃபிக்ஸ்டு அப்பான் த டூ லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா வஜாம்சி ஹிஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் வைகுண்ட குண anuvarnane describing the glories of krishna karau his two hands hare he mandira marjana dishu in activities like cleansing the temple of hari the supreme personality of godhead Shrutim, his ear. Chakara, engaged. Achyuta, of or about Krishna. Who never falls down. Satkatha Udaye, in hearing the transcendental narrations. Mukundalinga, Alaya Darshane, in seeing the deity and temples and holy dhamas of Mukunda. Drishav, his two eyes. Tatpratya, of the servants of Krishna. Tatrasparshe, in touching the bodies. Angasangamam, contact of his body. Dhranamcha, and his sense of smell. Tatpada, of his lotus feet. Saroja, of the lotus flower. Saurabhe, in smelling the fragrance. Srimat Tulasyaha, of the tulasi leaves. Rasanam, his tongue. Tadarpide, in the prasada offered to the Lord. Pado, his two legs. Harehe, of the personality of Godhead. Kshetra, holy places like the temple or Vrindavana and Dwaraka. Padanusarpane, walking to those places. Shiraha, the head. Rishikesha, of Krishna, the master of the senses. Pada Abhivandane, in offering obeisances to the lotus feet. Kamamcha, and his desires. Dasye, in being engaged as a servant. Na, not. Tu, indeed. Kamagamyaya, with a desire for sense gratification. Yadha, as Uttama Sloga, Janashraya, if one takes shelter of a devotee, such as Prahlada, Redihi, attachment. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Kindly repeat translation with me. Maharaja Ambarisha always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna. His words in describing the glories of the Lord. His hands in cleansing the Lord's temple. And his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavana. He engaged his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of tulasi offered to the Lord, and he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasada. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord. His head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaja Ambarisha never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service, in various engagements related to the Lord. This is a way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.1, the Lord recommends Mayasakta Mana Partha Yogan Yunjan Madhasraya. This indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not possible, however, to train oneself without guidance from the spiritual master. Therefore, according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, the first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage in various senses in rendering transcendental service to the Lord. The Lord always says, also says in Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Asamchayam samagramma yatha jnasasi tachrunu. In other words, if one wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in completeness, one must follow the prescriptions given by Krishna by following in the footsteps of Maharaja Ambarisha. It is said, Hrishikena Hrishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchade. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, who is called Hrishikesha or Achyuta. These words are used in these verses. Achyuta Satkadodaye Hrishikesha Padhabhivandane. The words Achyuta and Hrishikesha are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, because everything described in Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. Thus, and the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Salagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Mogangaro Divachalam Bangum Langayade Girim Yatkripadamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Dham Turado Bangor, Mama Mandama Degadi, Masarvasvabadam Bojo, Radha Madana Mohano. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandagopakumaraya, Govindaya namo namaha, Govindaya namo namaha, Govindaya namo namaha. Namaga Pankajana Bhaya, Namaga Pankaja Malini, Namaga Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angraye. Hare Krishna, we are in the wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ambarisha Charitam. This is very important for our Krishna consciousness. So, as Srila Prabhupada said in this purport, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is speaking actually. How to become Krishna conscious? He himself is speaking. And practical application of his instructions, it is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why this, he has chosen actually Veda Vyasa, he has chosen particular topics just to emphasize actually how to become, actually, what is required, what is the goal of life actually to become Krishna conscious, love for Krishna. surrender unto him and be depend upon him actually in this material world. So whoever has succeeded in it, applying the instruction of Krishna and become successful. Ambarish Maharaj become successful. When we read through, we'll know, everybody knows actually. How he was protected actually by the Lord, Supreme Lord, directly, not through anybody else. So this actually happened in, you know, Vrindavan, Madhuvan, whoever has gone to Madhuvan. He did the Altapasya, Ekadashi Virda was performed in Madhuvan. The other day, last week, I was in Dwaraka and Srinathji and all. We went to a place called Kakroli. Kakroli is about 20 kilometers from Srinathji temple, Rajasthan. The beautiful deity of Srinathji, Dwarakadish. And they said that this deity was worshipped by Ambarish Maharaj. So we can see that potency of the deity and the bhava of the devotees who are staying there. Because they could associate with that deity, associate with maybe Ambarish Maharaj, the previous. So they have the bhava, bhava bhakti. So today our situation is actually, our problem is, what is actually, this is the definition of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said. So it is not very easy, as Ambarish Maharaj did, using all his senses, 24 hours in a day. Why for the senses are given by the Lord, he created. That purpose is served. He served. Even though he was a Chakravarti, he was the entire universe, he was ruling actually. How is it possible? Suppose we are going to some work or something like that. Can we remember Krishna actually? Even though it is related with the Krishna consciousness, but still material people, you are associated with them, you forget about it actually. Krishna will not come in the picture. But this devotee, the great devotee, that is why in detail, you know, initially Sukadeva Goswami just told, you know, about Ambarish Maharaj and how he became successful like that. Parikshit stopped him. And he said, no, no, I want to know how he, whose son is this, how he came, how he performed, how the Lord protected him. So, Parikshit himself was in trouble actually. So, he saw actually he was not, materially he was not protected from his curse or something. He could avoid it actually. Lord could have avoided it by giving the curse or how he felt to, you know, disturb his father, Brahmana. But this he wanted to know actually. Why this is required for us to get actually the confidence, firm faith in Krishna, firm faith, bhakti. This katha is required. This is not a made story. That is why we can see the deity of Ambarisha, where Ambarisha did the Ekadashi Buddha, the place is there. When we go to Madhuban also, we'll feel actually it is a special place, you know. Many things happen actually. Dhruva Maharaj did the penance there. It's a selected place. So really it happened there, we feel it. So the Prabhupada said actually, if you want to come to this Krishna consciousness as Ambarish Maharaj did it, you yourself cannot do it. You yourself cannot do it. One has to accept actually a guru in the disciplined succession. Bona fide guru is to be accepted. Hear from him, submissively serve him and get the confidence of the devotional service did by. So highlighted actually how, why it should be Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So this Hrishikesha is the master of the senses. When we read actually the creations, one by one, a census are created by the Lord, and he made somebody in charge of the census to engage them in the devotional service of the Lord. So even if we do the pure devotional service with the census, even the demigods who are in charge of the census, they are also benefited. They are also one of the prayer they are telling. We are also benefited, my dear Lord, because these devotees are performing devotional service with the census. Being we are in charge, we are also benefited with that. So one word Prabhupada has used here is really we should have a prescription from given by Krishna. So if we have actually in the material world, we are all diseased condition. That is why we are not able to use our senses for the devotional service. Partially or fully or not doing it, it is because we are in this material world. He said that our senses are like serpent, poisonous serpent. As long as the poison is there, material condition is there, we are in the diseased stage and we are unable to do anything. We are completely opposite of that. Everybody is doing that. Prabhupada said actually 99% of the people in the age of Kali Yuga, they are all looking for sense gratification. Anything, anybody gets some excess money, invest it and use it for actually sense gratification. That is not menial sense gratification, horrible sense gratification. Everybody wants to do it. So much of advertisements are there. If you go out, you can see so many advertisements inviting everybody for tonight, come here, enjoy this. So people are, they don't know how to remove the poison of the senses. With the poisonous senses, they go and enjoy and suffer. Millions of years, millions of births. There is no chance. So the short purport Prabhupada is giving actually, we must know there should be a prescription by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. Where is the prescription available? Prescription is available in Bhagavad Gita. So I was just going through one of the sloga Prabhupada has quoted here from 7.1. Many places, so many slogas Bhagavan is telling actually, mayi, me, like that. Means don't go anywhere else. That is a prescription he's giving, shortcut prescription he's giving actually. No need of reading all the Vedas and finding out all the demigods and so many other things, no, directly. So this is a prescription given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. This is required to become Krishna conscious, or purify our senses, or engage in the devotional service of Krishna. So 7.1 says, Maya sakta mana partha yogan yunjan madashraya asamchayam samagrammam edajna sita chrunu. Translation is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now here, O son of Pritha, by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with the mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So not even a fraction of second should not be wasted for doing anything other than practicing bhakti yoga, or any yoga you practicing, it should be for realizing Krishna in full consciousness. Bhagavan is using that particular word, full, not partial, not 50%, 25%. Similarly, Bhagavan is telling actually, these are the prescription given how to become, you know, Krishna conscious completely. Maya vesya mano yema nitya yukta upasade srathaya parayopetas teme yukta tama mataha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, that those who fix their minds on my personal form, again my personal form, and are always engaged in worshipping me with a great and transcendental faith, are considered by me to be most perfect. Prabhupada said actually in Krishna consciousness, somebody is coming to Krishna consciousness means he is a perfect person. He has come to the perfection. That is why he is able to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, properly, without any offenses. So that is possible. Bhagavan is giving, this is another prescription he is giving actually. Constantly fix your mind on me actually. It is very difficult to fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. It is very difficult. That is again we got actually through A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. How to control the mind actually in this material world in the Kali Yuga. So that is why then again Bhagavan is telling Maya Mayeva Manadaswa Mayi Buddhin Niveshaya Niveshayasi Mayeva Adavurtham Nasam Chayaha. Just fix your mind upon me. Again Bhagavan is telling it. Repeatedly he is telling that. Don't catch the mind. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me, thus you will live in me always without a doubt. So we can live with Krishna. So when we go for pilgrimage, I was there in Dwaraka another day. So we saw in the early in the morning, Mangalarti time, local people, all the local people, they assembled in a crowd, big crowd. They are singing and glorifying the Lord and just talking to him as if the personally is available there, Dwaragadish. They feel that they are living with Krishna. So we should have the feeling that we are living with Radharasa Bihari. It's not a way. We are in the house of, within complex, at least those who are living, they should know that I am living with Radha and Krishna. With the faith. So again, Bhagavan is telling another prescription. Machitta ma sarva durgani mar prasada tarishyasi adajetvam ahangaram na sroshasi vinangshadi. If you become conscious of me, you would pass over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. So this is to be preached to the common people actually, those who are coming. You know, many people are thinking that if you go to Krishna, it will take time and you will not solve the problem. Akama sarvagamuva moshagama udaradihi tivreena bhakti yogena yajeta purishambaram. Bhagavan, that is why Sukadeva Goswami is specifically telling. You need not go to anybody else. He will take care of. He says, pass over all the obstacles, whatever your obstacles are there in your life, in the conditioned life, material life, that also with my grace I will cross, we can cross over. If however you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. That also Bhagavan is telling actually. You don't have faith in me, you are going somewhere else, or I, aham. Ahangara vimudatma kartaham idi minyade. I can solve, I don't declare. Arjuna went out to save that sons of Brahmana, the last the pregnancy. He did not ask Krishna that I am going to somewhere. He went out of Dwaraka. And what happened actually? He could not save the child. So the Brahmana got annoyed. He said, you have to go in the fire and die yourself. And finally Krishna come and ask him behind and say, what happened? This happened like that. I don't know anything about it. You know, you are staying with me in the same palace. You never told me that I am going out to do something like this. That is the problem. That is what Bhagavan is telling you. Machitta madgada prana bodhayanda parasparam kadayandishchama mityam tushyandicha ramandija. Having come to the Krishna consciousness, what one is supposed to do? The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Those who are really in Krishna consciousness, they will not have anything else to say other than Krishna. One devotee, initially when I went to Vrindavan, he said, If you talk to somebody, count 10 minutes. Within 10 minutes, if he is not talking anything about Krishna, you just leave the place. Don't talk to him. Because that is a symptom of a devotee. Everything he will relate with the Krishna. At least he will say Krishna's mercy. Something goes wrong also, he will say it is Krishna's mercy with his knowledge. So that consciousness will be there.
Mama yuvamsho jiva loge jiva bhuta sanatana manasastani indriyani prakritistani garshadi.
The living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Again, Bhagavan is telling to catch the mind. Because of your conditioned life here, you are using your indriyas wrongly. That is why you are not able to control your conditioned life. But after all, you are my sons and daughters. So I will take care of you. Surrender unto me. These are all with my, me. Hundreds of slogans are there.
Manmana bhavam alpakto madhyaji ma namaskuru mame vaishya satyande prajane priyosime.
Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So how many times you use me? You do whatever you are doing actually, yes. Do for me. Madarpanam, Bhagavan is telling you. So like this, there are so many slogans in this. We have to analyze this slogan, try to implement on our day-to-day life. Then we can come to Ambarish Maharaj, what he did, we can do it. Even a fraction of a second somebody is getting, they will think that what I can do, I will chant. Or I will help. I will do the seva related to Krishna so that I will remember. Mind you, Krishna knows everything. Even if in our mentally, if you do some service also, he is accepting it. He says, mentally he went to that place, I accept it. He has gone for a pilgrimage. So similarly in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, encouraging us actually, Sudha Goswami, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, he is telling actually to the Savanagar Rishis,
Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para Maha, Vasudeva para Yoga, Vasudeva para Kriyaha, Vasudeva param Jnanam, Vasudeva parandaba, Vasudeva paro Dharmo, Vasudeva para Gedi.
In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is actually Sri Krishna. If we know Sri Krishna, that is the ultimate knowledge, we got it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada immediately after writing Krishna, he will say the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Krishna. Yoga is for realizing Krishna. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Krishna only. He is supreme knowledge and all severe austerities are performed to know Krishna. Religion or dharma is rendering loving service unto him. He is the supreme goal of life. So Krishna is everything. Whatever we do, everything we can do for the satisfaction of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan.
And then if this prescription, we work actually, we go to a pharmacy for a medicine, then they ask for a prescription. Say, give me the prescription given by the doctor. So our guru, the parampara system, they are giving actually this is the prescription told by Srila Prabhupada as per Sri Bhagavatam. If follow this prescription, then you will be successful. And always we want actually the live examples. Who got it? Who awarded it? That is why the Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarisha Maharaj, all are coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the live examples actually. So if you follow Ambarisha Maharaj, how he did it? Because it is told by Krishna. And if you sincerely wish, then definitely the Lord will help. He will give the energy actually.
Somebody was giving actually a prayer that day, I was just reading it. He is praying sincerely, Krishna, I am sincerely praying unto your lotus feet. Only one thing I want. I should be able to chant your holy name without any offenses. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you want to concentrate on the chanting, keep the mind on chanting, or the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or keep the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, actually Krishna's or his devotees' mercy is required actually. Without that it is not possible. Even over, I was just reading over Mugundamala Sutra, Alvar is telling actually about the same thing. He is directing us. This is slogan number 20.
Jihve kirtaya keshavam muraribum chedo bhaja sridharam pani donda samochaya achyuta gatha sotra duvyatam srunu krishnam logaya lojanadvaya hare gachangri yukmalayam jikre krana mugunda bada tulasim mutham namadochajam.
He is praying, O tongue, praise the glories of Lord Krishna, Keshava. O mind, worship the enemy of Mura. O hand, serve the Lord of Sri. O ears, hear the topics of Lord Achyuta. O eyes, gaze upon Sri Krishna. O feet, go to the temple of Lord Hari. O nose, smell the tulasi buds on Lord Mukunda's feet. O head, bow down to Lord Adochaja. So this is actually, he is also giving the same advice to us actually. This is what is required actually. Engaging all our senses at the lotus feet of Krishna and his services actually. According to the time, place and circumstances, different sevas, you know, different sevas are there and you can engage actually. Don't waste any time after coming to the Krishna consciousness. So somebody was writing actually, the chanting of Hare Krishna is struggling actually. Everybody is struggling to complete their rounds or struggling to control the mind, concentrate on the chanting. He said it is better to struggle for that than struggling after coming back to the 84 lakhs of species of life. Again you are going to struggle only. Even if you come back without chanting, any species you come, you are going to struggle only. The condition life in this material world means struggling. Every step there is a struggle. So it is better to struggle now after coming back. All the future struggles I can stop by struggling now to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the conclusion is actually what we have to understand, it will not go waste. Krishna is always with the devotees and devotional service. He is accepting it actually. Even in this age of Kali Yuga we can see there are so many Ambarishas maybe there, we don't know. So one devotee, when I went to Dwaraka, Dakor, Ranachor deity, very beautiful deity, very beautiful than actually the Dwaraka this temple and bhava of the people. So I asked actually the local, you know, some devotees, can you tell me actually how it's so beautiful the deity. And they do the Mangalarti in front of you, they do the Abhishek in front of you, open. They do the Singhar in front of you. Very fast they do it. And they give the Bhog also in front of you. For that much time, they don't want to close it because people are waiting for different darshan of it. So there was one devotee. It is because of the devotion of a devotee. There was a devotee called Both. I think his name is Both. He was going from his Dakur village to Dwaragadish, maybe 400, 500 kilometers walk. He was going every day, twice in a month he was going with the Tulasi leaves. He was offering Tulasi leaves to Dwaragadish temple. So it was going on and he became very, very old. He could not walk. So he could speak to Dwaragadish. He was talking to Dwaragadish one day, saying he was crying. He asked him, why are you crying? He said, now I become very old. I cannot walk anymore. Maybe this is the last which I am coming to you, Krishna. Then why are you crying? He said, I cannot leave without seeing you. This is my problem actually. So what do you want me to do? You decide, my dear Lord. I want to see you every day until my death. So then he said, okay, you are so close to me, so loving me, I will come with you. Next time when you come with a bulla cart. I cannot walk like you and all. You have to take me in a bulla cart. And bulla cart you keep it outside the temple. Don't bring it inside the temple. Little away you keep it. Let these brahmanas who are serving me, let them not see you bringing. I will come with you. So he came next with the bulla cart. He kept outskirts of the temple somewhere. He came and told Krishna, now I brought the bulla cart. Now you are to come with me. So the Lord went in the same deity form. He left the temple. He went and sat in the bulla cart. Nobody knew. It was in the night. So he took him all the way to the Dakur village. And he said, Lord said to him, these brahmanas will come in search of me. They will snatch from you. I don't want to go with them. You hide me in Gomadi. There is a Gomadi river there also in Dakur village. He said that Bhima put his gada, bang it, and the Gomadi appeared there because they wanted to drink water, Pandavas. Next to the temple, Gomadi only. You hide me there, and when they will come, you see, you manage. You say that I don't know, something like that you tell. So next day the Brahmana see the Lord is not there in the temple. And it is there, stomach problem, you know. Means they are getting money from the people who are coming there. They are living with that only. So then they searched, everywhere they searched, they could not see. Then somebody said both these are great devotees, became very old. Yesterday he was talking to the Lord. Maybe he must have taken him because to his village, something like that. So they searched everywhere, they could not see, they went, ran away to Dakur village, they went there. And then he asked him actually, hey, you took our deity? First he said, no, I don't know actually. Hey, you tell me the truth. No, the Lord wanted to come with me, not I brought. He wanted to come with me. Okay, he is with me. So they said, you give your this thing to me immediately. Otherwise we'll kill you. So they had a rod, steel rod, they hit that devotee on the chest. So immediately the blood came out of the chest of the devotee. Same time they saw the blood is coming from the Gomadi river up, where the Lord was hidden. So whatever he hit on the chest of the devotee, it hit on the Krishna only. Krishna is sitting in the heart of the devotee. So then the blood started coming. Then they found actually, okay, maybe Mr. hidden here, something like that. So that suddenly that devotee went back home, back to water. Krishna took him back. Then still in his name, the Lord wanted to be there. The Lord told his wife came. Said, these brahmanas will come to you for the deity. Don't give him. Okay. So what should I do? What can I? He said, these brahmanas wants me for money. Everybody is coming and giving the money. You know, they are living with that money. So you tell them that I will give you the deity equivalent weight of gold for you. You take the gold. And they will agree also, because they don't want me, they want only money. So then, he said actually, she said, my lord, where is the gold for me? I don't have any gold with me. How can I give gold? He said, don't worry, you have a nose ring with you. That's gold. That you put in Tulabharam, you know, the vein, and keep some tulasi leaves there. I will manage the rest of the things. So they came and they said, she said, I will give you gold. They say, agreed, okay. Take the deity. They started weighing. She kept her nose ring and tulasi leaf and they came back, you know, it was okay. So then they said, you are cheating. You know, you said gold equivalent to gold. You said equivalent to gold only. You are cheating. There is something problem. So then the Lord himself spoke to these Brahmanas. They heard the Vani saying that, see, this deity in this form, Dwaragadish, originally I want to be here only, I will not come. But these people are loving me like anything. They are not loving me for money. So, for your money's sake, I will make another deity for you. Another deity for you in the Gomadi River, in Dwaraga. But it will take 6 months to complete it. You complete 6 months, then you will go down, you will get the deity and you worship that deity there. Same potency will be there. So they agreed, they came back, they were counting the months, 5 months passed, 5.5 months passed. They were actually not having any money, it was very difficult for them to manage. So all Brahmanas decided, now we will go and see how much is completed. So they went inside the water, they found the deity at the moment, what Dwaragadish is, they found there. They found actually the deity is not having any eye. One of the hand is not completed. They brought it back. They brought it up. Oh, without anything is okay for us. But we want Dwaragadish. They installed the deity there. That time onwards, the worship is going off that deity. So the original deity is actually in Dakor village, Dwaragadish. That is having beautiful eyes and everything. Very nice. So, what I say that Krishna want to be with the devotee. If there is sincere devotion, love for the Lord, and whoever it may be, the love that Lord wants only love, he will be with Krishna. So, there is no loss for us being in Krishna consciousness. Always there is a gain. We should actually love Krishna, serve Krishna. That should be the motto, not for sense gratification. If it comes other day, one sloga, Bhagavan himself is telling that, put that thoughts and desire, put in the fire and make into ashes. Fire of the mind. Mentally something is coming, put a fire in the mind and put it that desire and finish it off. Then you can become successful from Maya. So Krishna, so this is very, very important sloga. We always quote this. We want to be the go and see Mathuban where he has done it. And remember this verse. And always we can judge ourselves how many of our senses are under control. We are able to use for the service of the Lord. Otherwise, take the help of the pure devotees or guru and try to engage ourselves 24 hours in a day. Even if we are sleeping also, we can sleep for Krishna. While sleeping, we are thinking that Krishna, I want to come for the Mangalarti. Please wake me up. So with that thought, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we go, he will wake you up. Krishna will wake you up. Come on, you want to go for Mangalarti, you get up now. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Karandara Srimad Bhagavadam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.